A judge says President Trump's federal employee buyout program can continue as the Trump administration looks to downsize the federal government with the deferred resignation program. In his decision, U.S. District Judge George O'Toole in Boston said the labor unions, which filed the lawsuit, are not directly impacted by the resignation program and therefore lack the standing to challenge the directive. The judge also stated that his court lacks subject matter jurisdiction and that federal employees should bring their complaints to independent agencies handling personnel matters. In response, the American Federation of Government Employees, National President Everett Kelly, issued a statement saying, in part, "We continue to maintain. It is illegal to force American citizens who have dedicated their careers to public service to make a decision. In a few short days, without adequate information about whether to uproot their families and leave their careers for what amounts to an unfunded IOU from Elon Musk." The AFGE says its lawyers are assessing its next steps. The White House also responded. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said in a statement, "The court dissolved the injunction due to a lack of standing. This goes to show that lawfare will not ultimately prevail over the will of 77 million Americans who supported President Trump and his priorities." Shortly after Trump was inaugurated, his administration offered approximately 2 million full-time civil workers to resign and receive full pay and benefits for 8 months. Trump also said those who did not accept the offer would have to go back to working in person at the office starting February 6th. The president also said those who did not accept the buyout could be affected by future job cuts. Labor unions urged federal workers not to accept the buyout, questioning the legality, and filed a challenge to the deferred resignation program. According to a spokesperson for the U.S. Office of Personnel Management, approximately 75,000 employees accepted the offer.